I just want to add one more nakuda, and that is, what is the process one uses to make decisions like this? Should I make Aliyah or should I not make Aliyah? So this was a debate. I think this sometimes needs to be done for different reasons, but I think on the whole, I really don't like this approach of a debate, and that really leads on how we make decisions in general. And that is because when you have a debate like this, you know who's going to win the debate and convince more people? Whoever's a better lawyer. It doesn't matter if your information is right or wrong. Take Hitler. Put Hitler on the one side of the debate. He was a good debater. And even though many of us would disagree with what he says, he'd probably beat many people in a debate because of his tremendous koach that Hashem gave him in that way. You look at today's day and age, what's happening with who's siding more? Who are people siding more with, Hamas or the Jewish people or Israel, etc.? And again, it's not anymore about the facts or the information. It becomes more about who has got a stronger way to prove their point and other factors also, such as which side people already want to be on, etc., such as with the side of Hamas, etc. So what I'm saying, that this whole idea of a debate is, again, it's got a place and people gain from it, etc., but I'm really actually not for it, because I think that, again, it's just, if you put like a very good arguer on the other side, it just depends on how well you can argue, and it's not really, and how strong you are in that, how strong your voice is, etc. And this touches on another very important point of how do I make my decisions. Do I just go around watching the YouTube videos, etc., and seeing who's strong, or even speaking to people, even if it's not YouTube videos, and just, or even thinking about it? Is that what I'm doing? But again, whichever voice is stronger is just going to lead you to that place. So if one is going that direction, one is in big trouble, because have you ever made a mistake? If you've made a mistake before, which most of us probably are humble enough to understand we have, is it possible you're making a mistake in this area about the point of life, about should I go to Eretz Yisrael, about this, about that? So what do I do? So yes, there is a Das Torah, very, very valid approach. There's really three things that a person needs to do. Number one, if a person understands the premise of the Torah, then you got to do your best to learn Torah and get your clarity from the Torah. Learn the sugya yourself as best as possible. Number two, even if a person has done it, or if a person is not able to learn the sugya themselves, in both cases, one has to seek Das Torah. And as I already discussed, that is not necessarily so simple when one doesn't know who is the Das Torah, etc. That should be going to. But let's say a person has clarified for themselves, this is my Das Torah, this is the path I've gone, for whatever reasons. Yes, they should go to Das Torah. And if, bottom line, the response they get is, you should not go to Eretz Yisrael. I believe that this person has done their bit, and they're not accountable anymore for not going to Eretz Yisrael. It could be that if that Gadol or Das Torah is taking the wrong approach, then he'll be accountable for that. But if a person, us simple people, what are we supposed to do? You learn Torah, A. You B, you seek Das Torah the best that you can. And again, as a premise to that, to really ask Hashem to give you clarity on Das Torah, on who's the right Das Torah. And C, more important than anything else, is daven to Hashem. I don't want to go into a whole discussion about Emunah Bitachon now, but if one, just very briefly, if one believes in Hashem, the most basic thing to do is ask Him. Ask Him for clarity. You can't just do that, understand. You can't just go meditate on the mountains. You got to keep every word of Halacha, and I'm not going to that now. But if you believe that Hashem exists, and you got a question now about, this is not so simple, it's controversial. I've got many great Talmid Chacham rabbis telling me I have to do everything and get up and go tomorrow to Eretz Yisrael. Others are telling me that it's not so simple. What should I do? If somebody's sincere in their relationship with Hashem, it will be a discussion, constant discussion, with many hours of tefillah, not just Shacharis Mincha Ma'ariv, but in one's own words, speaking to Hashem, saying, Hashem, I really want to do the right thing. I don't want to fall into the trap of the Meraglim. There were many tzaddikim in that generation that fell into the trap, and many tzaddikim through the generations that have thinking they are following the right, righteous, legitimate leaders, but have made tremendous mistakes. But at the same time, I don't want to just get up and go to Eretz Yisrael if it's going to be a irresponsible thing, and Gedolim seem to be implying that one mustn't go. What must I do? And again, this is how I started off this whole discussion. It's all about, my problem is not coming to Eretz Yisrael, not coming to Eretz Yisrael. My problem is, again, if you believe Einod Milvado, you can't do that. It's not in your court anymore. It's Hashem's court that. But how much discussion is being spoken about the tremendous mitzvah of Yeshiva Eretz Yisrael, and the sides of, and that's the good side of this debate. See the side, and that's an amazing thing that was brought out of it. See the sides that you should, and use the sides that you shouldn't, etc. But after all is said and done, after all of that, I'm not going to make a move either way in any area of my life, not just Yeshiva Eretz Yisrael. Based, I'm not going to make that move based on just watching YouTube debate. I'm going to make that move based on, if I'm sincere and I have real emunah, I'm going to speak to Hashem and I'm going to be able to come to a place of clarity. After, again, I'm doing Torah as best as I can, doing the mitzvahs, keeping every word of Shulchan Aruch as best as I can, and also taking Das Torah to the best of my ability. After that, I also need to speak to Hashem. I ask people a sincere question to ask oneself. How many times am I davening sincerely to come to Eretz Yisrael? If somebody's answer, and that for me might be the bottom line of both putting together Emunah and Bitachon and Eretz Yisrael into one final conclusion in the right sincere way.